Bill Shine, what's happening with debates between the three candidates in the 1st District?
We have at least several coming up. August 20th will be on WGBY, the public TV station out of Springfield. There are actually 6 debates that have been organized. The question is whether all the candidates will agree to all of them. You know, I've agreed to all of them. They all take place in August. Congress is out of session. I think it's worthwhile for us to have as many opportunities as possible to have a good substantive conversation in person.
Who proposed them? Did I read that it was a Nuzzafaro proposition that these debates go on?
Well, actually, these were all organized by media organizations going back as far as March. And I agreed immediately to every single one. There's one at Berkshire Community College the last week of August. There's one at Westfield State University that week. Channel 22 in Springfield has proposed one. And then there's a radio debate, I believe, on August 30th on the Berkshire News Network, that group of stations.
Yep.
I believe all the candidates have agreed to that one. So it'll be a great opportunity for folks to hear from all of us, and I'm looking forward to it.
So I guess the next question is there a strategy that you're going to follow in those debates other than to say what you've been saying on this station all along?
That's exactly what I'm going to do, Alan. You know, from the first day of the campaign, I have said that we need to focus on what I've described to you and others as the crisis in our democracy, our economy, and our natural environment. I'm going to talk about the ideas that I think we need to champion as Democrats. That's political reform, getting money out of politics. On the economy, we have not done nearly enough to put people back to work, so I'm sure that's going to be a big topic of conversation.
Well, tell us more. Go ahead.
Great. Well, you know, I think when we took over the White House and both houses of Congress in January of 2009, and we looked out and saw the state of the economy and unemployment, we had an opportunity to put in place what I thought we should do, which is some New Deal-style jobs programs. You know, right now we've got a situation where corporate profits last year were as high as they have been in the history of planet Earth. Long-term unemployment, meanwhile, is setting records. Foreclosure rates are extraordinarily high because of the housing crisis and people being out of work. We could have and should have and still should put in place some of these programs. There have been some bills in the Congress the last few years. The Congressional Progressive Caucus put out a budget that you may have seen called the Budget for All, and that included several programs that would have employed a couple of million people, particularly young people coming out of school who don't have opportunities. I think that kind of direct investment in job creation was necessary. I think we should still do it right now. I think that's a key part of putting people back to work and getting the economy back on a sound footing.
Are you optimistic, Bill Shine, about any of this? We had a very strong person from the left on the other day who said, when somebody asked a question, said, is there any chance that we could turn things around in the United States? The guy apparently, I didn't hear it, but apparently answered, no, you should move. So I'm wondering what you think.
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think we've got some huge challenges. I think the Democratic Party needs to work much harder to champion the things that we need to do. I think, here's my analysis. I think that for too long, Democrats have been so afraid of losing elections that when in power, with majorities even, we've been too afraid to do what is necessary, particularly on jobs. I think that's a good example. And I think the irony is that if we do what's necessary, it's going to make it easier for us to win elections. We're going to have majorities. We're going to elect more progressives. And that's how we're going to advance what needs to be advanced. You know, let me suggest to you, Alan, that the agenda in Washington over the last quarter century has shifted to the right. I think that's, you know, largely due to campaign money. There are some other factors, but that's the big one. And Democrats have not championed the things that they should champion. Now, you know, can we succeed at these things? We can. Is it going to happen overnight? Probably not. And that's why we need people in the Congress who will get up, you know, day after day, month after month, and champion these ideas. Sure, there may not be enough votes in the Congress for a particular idea right now, whether it's public financing, whether it's action on climate change that we really need. But unless we have people willing to lead on these things, to talk about them, to give the speeches, not just to throw up their hands and say, well, we don't have 60 votes in the Senate right now, we're not going to make progress. And that's what I'm offering to the voters of Western Massachusetts, is that kind of outspoken championing of big ideas and necessary ideas.
Sort of in the Roosevelt tradition.
Well, absolutely. You know, and there's a great story, which you probably know, about Roosevelt. You know, he met with some labor leaders right after he was elected in 1932. And, you know, back then you didn't take office till March. And they went through all the things they thought he should do to address the Depression, put people back to work. And it got to the end of the meeting, and FDR said, "I agree with you. I want to do those things. Now get out there and make me do it." And that's what we need in the Congress. I think if we had had people who understood that in January of 2009 and could have made sure that President Obama lived up to what we promised the American people in 2008 during that campaign, that we were going to bring about some substantial change on the economy, in our political system, we were going to start doing things a lot differently. We need that kind of pressure on the president, no matter who it is, but particularly for progressives, we need to be bold and outspoken and stop getting pushed around, frankly. You know, there's the progressive caucus in the Congress, which John Oliver is a member of, Congressman Neal is not, I will be. It's the largest Democratic caucus. We need fresh voices in that caucus. We need folks who will be working every day to advance these ideas. And I think that's how you build the momentum for change. It's what the Republicans have done. You know, remember when, you know, Newt Gingrich used to stand up night after night and give those hour-long speeches when nobody was in the House chamber back in the late 1980s, early 90s. And over the course of a number of years, look at what they were able to do. I think it's been to the detriment of people in this country. But politically, they kept at it. They built the infrastructure to advance their ideas. And now you get things like the Ryan budget, which is actually taken seriously and which I think is unconscionable. We need to push back much more strongly, and that's what I intend to do in the Congress.
So let me ask you a question. You've been tough on Richie Neal's positions. If he wins the primary, which many observers think he might, will you support him?
Well, I'm intending to win the primary, Alan. Did you have a chance? Did you ask him if he would support me if I won the primary?
I haven't, but I will.
Well, look, we're going to keep working hard. We've got, you know, as you know, my campaign raises only small dollar donations, $99 and less, from individuals. So we
have much
smaller budget.
How much have you got in the bank now?
We have raised close to $20,000.
Yep,
I believe
impressive.
We've got about $7,000. It's not a big money campaign. We have a lot of volunteers. We have been making phone calls, and we're going to be doing a heck of a lot more.
Bill, do you think you're in fact helped by the fact, I remember when Mario Cuomo ran the first time, he had no money and everybody volunteered. By the time he ran many years later, I think the third or fourth time, it was tough to find the volunteers because it was such a professional organization. There is something to be said about not having money.
Well, sure. I mean, I think one of the problems today with our politics is how professional it has become.
Sure.
You know, the big money is used to hire big staffs, to hire consultants and others who frankly, Alan, they make an awful lot of money, you know, particularly with
Indeed.
Running television ads.
Sure.
You know, they get a cut of that, and it's one of the reasons why I think a lot of candidates are not championing public financing, because that's going to mean smaller budgets, and that means less money for political consultants.
Well, any kind of public financing will mean that you don't have to take it. Bloomberg doesn't take it in New York. Cuomo didn't take it in New York.
That's right.
Opportunity.
It's a voluntary system, but I think people understand that if we don't dramatically change how we fund our campaigns, we're not going to make progress on a lot of things.
I couldn't agree with you on that more. It's wonderful to talk to you, Bill Shine. And as I say to everybody, good luck. Let's see how it all comes out.
Thanks so much, Alan. Great to talk to you again.